fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 12th day of December. Prep tip of the day, make sure that your evacuation plan is up to date. You should include in that having photocopies of all important documents. Photocopies or maybe the original of family photographs, a complete insurance inventory, all those things kept in a safe, secure, fire-resistant location, either a safe on your premises or a fire-resistant safe in another location. Be sure and have enough cash to carry for at least a month, by the way. You may be in a situation where credit cards don't work. That's your proper tip of the day. A lot of thousands of families in California wish they had done so, and of course did not. Those family photographs and important documents are just gone. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest decades ago to understand, become knowledgeable, and at some point, quite a while ago, become an expert in understanding and communicating to all of us the true nature of the international communist threat. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, all the issues that you and I are concerned about continue to move forward, don't they, sir?
They do. They do. We and, seem to be headed for a big war.
Possibly. That seems to be more of a possibility now than at any time since the end of the alleged Cold War, that we allegedly won, which of course we did not win. The whole thing was contrived. I really enjoy most of the time watching Fox News, but when they get into certain things, such as their belief that the United States sent human beings to walk on the moon, for example, which is a complete fraud, that Ronald Reagan bankrupted the Soviet Union into ending the Cold War and us winning. There's times when I feel like I have to turn it off. But that is the mainstream thought from both sides of the aisle, isn't it?
Well, yeah, people have their opinions about things. Yeah, they do.
They do. They do. Well, I'm at your website here. It's jrnyquist.com. I was just looking at the interview with a Brazilian writer, Olavo de Carvalho. I'm not good at pronouncing those words. Those names.
Carvalho, which is
Carvalho. Gotcha. Yeah. A real eye-opening of interview. Now, Brazil is an economic powerhouse in this old planet, isn't it?
Well, not as much as it was before the communists took it over.
Well, that's
true.
They've
got a new president coming next month, and they're going to right their boat. It's exciting. Of course, there's trouble brewing between Venezuela and Brazil because our president, President Trump, and the incoming Brazilian president, who just got elected, Jair Bolsonaro, Bolsonaro is saying, the U.S. and Brazil should straighten out the situation in Venezuela. And of course, the Russians have sent two bombers there. But one of the planes, I understand, that went behind those bombers was a plane with 100 Russian pilots. Military pilots.
Yeah, so well, here's what that's called. Yeah, that's called advance parting.
Yeah, yes.
if there's 100 pilots, here's what that tells me. There would be about 5,000 support personnel to operate a air base in Venezuela. At least 5,000, and that would be you're looking at least 100 aircraft, first of all. Each aircraft has to have highly trained technicians to do maintenance and repairs on those aircraft. They, in turn, have to have administrative support, logistical support. They need doctors and nurses. They need cooks. They need truck drivers. They need mechanics to repair the trucks. They need people to do security at the airbase. That's a forward. And I doubt that they brought in 100 pilots first. You would bring in all logistical people first. You have to have all the logistics set up before you bring in people who do nothing but fly airplanes. You have to have the housing, which includes all the things people need for housing, food preparation and storage, medical treatment, entertainment, security. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised at how they have been building up Venezuela. While we hear of their economy collapsing there, weapons and military bases and things have been constructed there so that, we have a picture of the place falling apart, but militarily, that's not the picture. They are building, the communists and the Russians and the Chinese are building Venezuela into a powerful military center for the Americas.
There's a few thousand listening to you and myself this morning that are realizing it. Now, Venezuela, for those who don't know, is on the northern coast of South America. The Gulf of Mexico is their ocean on their side of their country, the northern side of their country. It's only 1,300 miles from Venezuela to Key West, Florida. And for aircraft, for modern aircraft, even World War II aircraft, World War II aircraft could easily make that flight, couldn't they, Jeff?
Yeah, certainly bombers could.
No doubt whatsoever. This is an important matter. It's a matter of U.S. national security. Going back to Brazil, the article written by this writer, or the interview, I should say, where you interviewed this author. The author was mentioning that there's no infrastructure for conservatives in Brazil. They have no universities, no newspaper, no TV station, no radio station. They're just pretty much on their own down there, aren't they, the conservatives?
Yes, they are. Thank goodness for the internet and of course, these cell phones, because that's how they've communicated with each other. They've built up their own communications. as a people, as a patriotic people. So Brazil has gone through a kind of miraculous transformation from within, despite the fact that the left has held out all the institutions in their hands. It's really something.
Now, Jeff, there's a train of thought many people hold that the threat posed by Russia is not a real threat, that it's merely political posturing, that we don't need to worry about being attacked or invaded by Russia or Communist China, that it's a non-existent make-believe threat as opposed to a viable threat, a viable military threat where they could, in fact, invade and take over the United States. Your response, sir?
Well, the Russian missiles even work better than ours. And to give you an example of how good the Russian missiles are, when we disassembled the Pershing missiles at the supposed end of the Cold War, the Russians took apart some of their SS-20s, and they fired them. And every one of the firings was successful. You couldn't say the same thing about our Pershing, though. So they were making better missiles than us back then. Right now they have new missiles, fifth-generation weapons, new nuclear warheads, things that we don't have. We haven't built a nuclear warhead in this country for nearly 30 years. And people do not understand that there's a shelf life on these things. And in fact, the infrastructure, you talked earlier about infrastructure for just having 100 pilots. You realize the infrastructure for building a nuclear warhead is the kind of knowledge that has to be in the heads of engineers and people that help to put the thing together. To have an assembly line that makes these weapons is an enormous undertaking. And the United States still is several years away from being able to produce a new one, and we've been spending money now for a number of years to do so, to have a new factory. So to renew our nuclear arsenal, but I bet you the Democrats are going to try to kill that.
Of course they will.
And of course, it's, you know, we will not necessarily exist as a country if that happens, because the people that run Russia and China are incredibly evil and ruthless. They've killed more of their own people than died in World War II. I mean, Stalin and Mao and their successors have killed 100 million people over the last century. And these are Chinese and Russian people. What would they do to us if they had the chance?
Well,
that's what people don't understand.
I agree. My friend Dave Hodges, he's been writing a series of articles outlining his concern about a quote-unquote Red Dawn invasion by Russia and China. Part of his hypothesis is the following, that localized EMP weapons would be used to take out America's ability to defend and retaliate, as opposed to a nationwide EMP that would wreck infrastructure that they want to take over and use for themselves. And that does make a lot of sense. Why destroy what you want for your own purposes and want for your own use? That's a pretty viable possible strategy, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I have always thought that the strategic EMP that would cover a whole country would be a weapon of last resort. They would only do that if they thought they were losing, and they would do it spitefully. Because look, they would melt down every nuclear plant in North America. I think there's about 100 of them.
Right.
And they would melt them all down, and this would be a tremendously destructive to the environment, to the oceans, to the land. It would make the land largely unusable in large part.
So what have you won?
They don't want that.
Right. Well, there's other ways. Yeah, and there's other ways to accomplish that goal. That would be with hackers. Hackers can selectively take down parts of the critical infrastructure while leaving other parts intact and untouched, can't they?
Yeah, local EMP weapons, I think, is exactly right. if you can destroy the electronics on the weapons, if you can take out the satellites up in space, there are different ways to skin the cat. And, of course, our society is so wide open to attack. We're not really vigilant. We don't have troops all around us all the time. But we have let so many people into the country that goodness knows we could without knowing it have let a quarter of a million enemy troops into the country. They could easily have smuggled the weapons and uniforms into the country that they need, and they could suddenly appear at ports and airports and open things up for planes and ships to come in offloading heavy equipment, and they could start an invasion. This is not a fantasy. I have talked to Russian military people about it, and it's certainly something that they have thought long and hard about, and they have actually planned for that.
Well, the term Red Dawn is one people are familiar with because of the popular film that came out in the mid-1980s. That term, Red Dawn, did not pop out of some screenwriter's head in Hollywood. That's an official Pentagon war scenario. That's the name of an official Pentagon war scenario, Red Dawn. People need to be aware of this and understand that what I'm seeing, what you're seeing, Jeff, looks like it could be the preliminary parts of that being set in place.
Yes, well, the stories we talked about in Mexico, you know, I think you probably had a chance to see that fellow's testimony about the caravan.
Right.
You know, it's the fact that Mexico is the ideal place to hide weapons, to bring in soldiers, to even bring weapons of mass destruction across the border, you know, in advance. And, of course, creating political chaos and division here in the United States would be one of the strategies they would use to bring things along, you know, to bring things to the point where they could do something like that, because we would be divided, you know, as a country, which is what they've been trying to do to us, is divide us. And, you know, corruption in our government, weakness in our military, our young people educated to the wrong ideas, and no longer having any sense of patriotic, duty or history, not knowing who we are as a people, not knowing what we have had in the past. So all of these things have been set over us. And if you add it all up, the only way that it makes sense is if it is for some kind of military strike in the future. Because all these are things you would do to an enemy before you would destroy that enemy in a battle.
That's right. And they've been working on this for decades. This is an ongoing plan that's been in place. They've been working diligently, quietly, putting everything in place, taking over what needs to be taken over. It's kind of ironic. The first people that the communists arrest and execute when they take over a country are the ones that thought themselves to be communists. The Russians, the Chinese, here's their logic. Well, yes, in fact, these people did help us take over the United States, but if they're not loyal to their own country, how could they possibly be loyal to us? So we're going to arrest them and execute them.
Yeah, of course, they have their cadres that they will keep, but with America, one wonders to what extent they're going to let anybody be alive.
Because for the most part, very, very true. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wood, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 12th of December. I am actively looking to employ people to do marketing for me, a part-time paid position. If you get interested in helping marketing John Moore for speaking engagements, my contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. And, Jeff, we've got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, John. I'm kind of slow on picking up on some things. Far be it for me to express the obvious. But to a large degree, we've already been invaded with people like Bernie Sanders, that bitch from New York, what's her name, Cortez, Muslim women in our U.S. House of Representatives, Muslim mayors. One of those towns in Minnesota or Massachusetts, can have one of the northeastern states that has almost a complete Muslim city council. We've been invaded when the military decides to step in, they'll have the doors open for it. I just come to the realization, as listening to y'all talking this morning, the invasion, to a large degree, has already happened.
Jeff, you got some response to Jerry's comments there?
Yeah, no, he's right. The communists got into our government. They got into our administration, our schools. They got in all over the place, and they disguised their policies under plausible labels to save the planet or to help minorities or whatever. But these policies, the thinly disguised multiculturalism, was just a way to take away our own values and our belief in ourselves. and to replace it with socialist ideas that were disguised as other things. And so he's right.
Okay.
That's basically the only comment I had. I mean, it just dawned on me all of a sudden. We've been invaded, not by the military, but the first wave. And again, like you said, people have got the mindset, well, it's acceptable now. It's acceptable that this and that is taking place. So we're ready for the next step. Come on in.
Okay.
Have a good day. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Jeff, we got thousands of people listening to you and I talk this morning. Very few of them have the ability to change any of the things that we're concerned about. But everybody has the ability to make preparations that would help them and their families, the people they're concerned about, to have a chance of surviving what's coming at us. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, not only that can they help themselves survive, but they can help change the consciousness of everybody. I mean, there's a kind of logic here. They can't kill everybody. I mean, if everybody wakes up and realizes and we get together and we say, hey, we're not going to let this happen, then all of a sudden, what can they do? Because most everything that they have done, everything that they have succeeded at, they have basically gotten our permission, gotten us to nod, even
right.
if it's a reluctant
right.
nod, thinking, well, yeah, I guess we have to, whatever. Every little thing, and so incrementally they've moved us here. And if we just say one day we wake up and we say no, their game is over.
Well, it's pervasive. The Cultural Revolution is pervasive.
It is culturally pervasive.
When I was in high school, the thought of a woman putting on a football uniform, getting on the field, was just something that could not fit inside anybody's brains. That wasn't going to happen. But now it is routinely happening. It's all part of the Cultural Revolution. We got a caller on hold here. Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Gentlemen, when we talk about being Sovietized, one of the things that happens when you're in the initial stages of communism is generally like what happened with the Tsar and the Romanov family when they were murdered. What's interesting, because the Tsar was an ethnic Russian, the people who carried out the murder of him and his family weren't ethnic Russians. The leadership were disproportionately Jewish. And they brought in what are known as Letts to do a lot of the murdering for them. And I
spell
think
that. I haven't heard that word. Spell that if you could, please.
Letts, L-E-T-T-S.
All right. Okay. L-E-T-T-S. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so much of what happens under Sovietism is it's really a takeover of Russia by an angry Jewish minority, but also them shuttling and put up ethnic front men from other regions. As we know, Stalin wasn't a Russian. He
was from Georgia, wasn't he?
Exactly. And so was one of the great murderers, Beria, a real hideous creep near the
I think Stalin,
Georgia,
Stalin at one point, wasn't Stalin going to become a Greek Orthodox or a Russian Orthodox priest at one time early in his life?
Yes, he did. Yeah, back in when he lived in Georgia. That's where he studied.
Right.
When he was young. And he was called Koba, I think, back in those days, or Pox.
Something like that.
He had
like
bad complexion. But anyway, so what you see in the Soviet Union was they would, when they were running the gulags, they would shuffle ethnic minorities and groups from one place to the other to dispossess the indigenous Russian population.
Now, this is what's happening. But Paul, didn't the Jewish conspirators end up all being in the gulags themselves for the most part?
Some got away. Kaganovich,
some of these others
got away.
Hold on. We got a break. We'll get this back to discussion after the break. Everybody, hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of December. My website will be all new, all refreshed sometime in the next couple of weeks, no specific date. I really like it. I've seen some samples of what Tim Spencer is doing. In the meantime, my website has a wealth of information that will help you live a healthier life, a better life, a more productive life, understand the world we live in maybe a little bit better than you do right now. Interesting articles there that are backed up by hard evidence. I'm a homicide detective. I understand what evidence is, and I think you need to check out my website. If you have arthritis pain or joint pain, it's probably taking over your life and distracting you. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get the pain behind you. Get your life back. The energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you want. Everything's right there for sale at my website. The energy cleaner, the mattress pads. Yes, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. And we got two callers on hold. We'll finish up with Paul here before I move on. Paul, we need to wrap up your comments so we can move on here. So do you have a question for Jeff?
No, I just wanted to point how what happens in Sovietization is the ethnic stock and the founding stock gets murdered off, and they shuffle around ethnic minority groups, and the ethnic minority groups volunteer to do some of this, as the murder of the Romanovs is a great example, and that was, you know, all done by Lenin, Yakov Sverdlov, and Felix Dzerzhinsky. Those were the head guys in that, behind that, using foreigners to do the murders for them.
So, actually, Paul, that's what's been going on for centuries, not just the communists. The colonial powers, France, Germany, Spain, they always pick a minority to run everything because they know that they're in charge, and if they don't maintain their power, they go back to being an oppressed minority. That's a story as old as the hills. It's not just the communists.
So the Ukraine shouldn't blame the Russians, really, for the Holodomor. They should blame the Soviets. And at that time, that was run by Stalin, the Georgian, and it was run by his henchmen, mostly Lazar Kaganovich, Jewish. So you see they do the same thing. And that's what's happening in the United States. We're being Sovietized. The WASP dominant group is being replaced by the migrants since 1965, the mass migration. And slowly white men are replaced from one position after another. They're displaced and pushed out. If you see what's going on with Ron Unz and his study on Harvard, you see the Jewish minority pushing out the white ethnic majority out of higher learning, and how it's
I've made the same observations, Paul. Let's get some. We do need to move on. Let's get
so
some.
So that's part of Sovietization. All right, okay. Gentlemen. That's all I wanted.
All right,
to
thank you. You have any response here, Paul? I mean, Jeff. Excuse me, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Is Jeff still with us? Jeff. Okay, we're. Okay, well, let's go
yeah,
to
Art. Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm right here.
Were you on mute there? Okay.
Yeah, I was on mute.
Paul was making some good, valid points, and I have to emphasize, it's not just the communists. Colonial powers for centuries have always put minorities in charge to run whatever they take over. That's not a new story, is it, Jeff?
No. Communism is an ideology, it's not an ethnic group. And
yeah.
He's wrong to say that
the French, I can give a quote. I don't want to dwell on this too long, but if there's no minority, they create one. The French went into Indochina. There was no minority to take over, so they created one. That was the Catholics. They created a minority and let them run everything. So that's not a new story. Let's go to our next caller here, Art off the grid. Good morning, Art.
Oh, good morning, John. I've been a long time since I've had the opportunity to speak with you. In 2009, I was doing some serious research into September 11th in Oklahoma City. I was going through a big transformation myself. And I began writing down my thoughts as I was doing some research. And as I was listening to that one caller a couple callers ago who was talking about how we've been invaded from the inside,
right.
It got me thinking about something that I wrote in this piece as I was writing down things through my research. I wanted to share that with your guest and get his thoughts on what I wrote in 2009.
Can you summarize it without reading? Can you summarize it without reading it, Art?
Yeah, I can summarize it pretty good. If you look at for people who are not familiar, research Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. Now, it's called the Cloward-Piven Strategy. And
right.
The question is asked first, how do you bring the nation to its knees? How do you subvert it? How do you overthrow it? You financially collapse the system. And you do this using the Cloward and Piven Strategy. And a perfect example is basically the way the Free Press has summed it up. where they insist that capitalism needs to be dismantled brick by brick. And you do this by introducing first what we've heard a lot about lately, a universal income. They called it something else, but basically it's a guaranteed annual income, whether you work or not.
That's actually one of the last things. That's not the first thing. That's one of the last things, Art, but go ahead.
But
and we're moving towards it right now. That's being seriously discussed.
And
I'm sure that, look, Art, I'm sure that Jeff is very familiar, as I am, with the Cloward-Piven theory. See, I don't think I need to explain it anymore. Let's have some response from Jeff.
Yes, the Cloward-Piven strategy is make the welfare state so big that it bankrupts the state and destroys capitalism. It's a very workable idea, and they've been doing it. What's interesting is Piven was, when Obama got in power, he was on this Talking Heads program. It was full of communists. And one of the communists there was complaining that Obama wasn't really a communist. And she said, oh, but no, this is what Piven said. No, he's put a lot of good people in there. You have to understand the game. And it was very interesting to see it. Oh, I wish I could get the link to that. But yes, this is communist strategy. This is how to get in to power. And Obama, when he got into power, it wasn't just that he was one of them. He was with Cloward and Piven. And his whole strategy in meeting the economic crisis was to pour out higher welfare payments, you know, brag how much they got food stamps up and how much they got this up and that up, to make people more dependent and to make people less able to do for themselves, to take people's initiative away. But he has placed people in to the FBI and the CIA and places like Homeland Security, so that now we have a completely different, even more dangerous problem in the government.
Right, right. And I've been saying this for a number of months. One of the reasons President Trump can't move any faster than he has is just what you said, Jeff. All these men and women, going back not just to Obama, but going all the way back to the first George Bush, that are deep state people that need to be replaced before President Trump can move forward and really do what needs to be done. It's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, especially when government jobs are protected by laws that don't allow you to dismiss them. You know, they have sort of a kind of protection so they can keep their job forever. And a president gets elected and he can't do anything because they won't carry out his orders.
And here's how pervasive it is. Obama appoints a Muslim communist in a high position. The Muslim communist who's been appointed has authority to appoint more Muslim communists underneath them. And as department heads. So it's pervasive. And God bless Donald Trump for doing what he's doing, because it's quite an undertaking. Art, are you still there? Did we answer your question, sir?
Yeah, for the most part. I also kind of want to get Paul's thoughts on something Pravda said. And I'm sure you're familiar with Pravda.
Oh, yes.
They said... And I want to see if you agree, and if you do, how far into this do you think we are at this point? Pravda wrote in one of its articles back in, I think it was like 2007, I think it was, can't remember exactly when, it can be safely said that the last time a great nation destroyed itself through its own hubris and economic folly was the early Soviet Union. Now we get to the opportunity to watch the Americans do the same thing to themselves. The most amazing thing, of course, is that they're just repeating the failed mistakes of the past. Now, I think I would tend to agree with that statement, but I want to get your thoughts on that. And how far along do you think we are? And do you think that this is reversible? Do you think there's a way out?
Well, I think that there's going to be a big war. I got to be honest. I used to hope that there wasn't going to be, that if people woke up and realized that the danger is war, because when things get really bad, the only way out is basically a kind of a calamity, a kind of war. This is sort of nature's way of cleaning house. And it happened for example, with Rome, after the Caesars took over, they become so corrupt and awful. You had Nero, who basically was the worst of that whole line of people, and they had the revolution where they had like three or four emperors in the course of a year, and the entire elite, Roman elite, was wiped out, and you had a new emperor, and you had massive reform, massive change. It was a civil war, and then the golden age of the Roman Empire occurred, but it was only possible if they had this confrontation. We're in a similar position here because the moral rot in our elite is incredible. The degradation, the kind of evil ideas that have taken root, and the only way is those ideas have to fail. And when those ideas fail, that causes war, basically.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me. How about you,
Art? Thank you, gentlemen. Much appreciated.
You're welcome, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. The word I keep coming back to, Jeff, is insidious. We have to give credit where credit is due. Our opposition, the Russian communists, the Chinese communists, they're brilliant in understanding human nature, understanding Americans, understanding the American culture, and in some ways, understanding it better than we understand it ourselves, right, sir?
Well, you don't take over the most populous country in the world and the largest country in the world without having something on the ball. I mean, they have a strategic and political sense that allows them to take people over. Doesn't mean they're nice. Doesn't mean that they really intend to do the wonderful things they claim that they're going to do. The reality is that they are evil. And the kind of power they want is evil. It's a concentrated power, the kind of power that human beings should never be trusted with. And they want to have it over the entire globe, over all of humanity. They want to reshape the human race. And it is a materialist vision. It's an atheist vision. It's a vision contrary to human nature and to spiritual truth. And that just makes it all the more worse and all the more degrading for mankind and dehumanizing. And that's why they're not going to really win, because after all, they're against God. In the end, they're going to stumble over that. But it's going to be a tragedy for the rest of us that so many of our fellow countrymen have bought into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, their power is concentrated on the East Coast and the West Coast, but they've managed to get into every village of this country with things like making it normal that a man sexually attracted to teenage boys can and should go out into the woods as their Boy Scout master and spend the weekend out in the woods with these boys. That kind of insanity has penetrated every remote part of our country, hasn't it?
Yeah, perversion, you know, child trafficking, drug trafficking, organized crime of all sorts, prostitution, wife swapping, you know, everything that they could degrade us with, they have been degrading us with. And then the idea that there's no God, there's no higher hope for humanity, there's no spiritual truth, all of these things. I mean, if you look at what they're teaching everybody, it's just soul-rotting garbage on every side, and they've advanced it to a very fine degree. If people wonder why people are demoralized in our society, why people feel hopeless, why people turn to drugs and become sex maniacs, it's this campaign. This, and insidious is the right word. It's evil. It's just outright evil.
That's what it is. And people need to educate themselves. They need to become cognizant of what's going on, why it's going on, and how to make at least baby steps to correct it at the local level, at the county level. That's where people can have an impact, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the communists believe in taking over at the local level, so check out your local government.
Right,
you'll see
right.
them there.
Yeah, if you have a municipal swimming pool, let the city officials know that no men are going to the girls' locker room. That's not going to happen. And it need to be strong and forceful. No men are going to the girls' locker room. I don't care if they wear a dress and a wig. They're not going to the girls' locker room. Tell the local Boy Scout troop that you're not going to have your son participate and get involved in the a different group. The Royal Rangers comes to mind. That's a good patriotic Christian group. The Royal Ranger, which basically does everything the Boy Scouts used to do. Lots of little ways that need to be worked on, right, Jeff?
Yep.
Here's our break. We got our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of December, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. Well, Jeff, it's been a fast hour. We covered a lot of territory. We got about 3 minutes here. You got a new article coming that's going to be published here soon?
Well, I'm working on the Bukowski article. I've had some delays in a new subject that's come up. I've become interested in some of the stories about child trafficking and how that relates. I don't know if you ever saw there's a conversation between three intelligence whistleblowers. You probably know who Kevin Shipp is and William Binney. Right. And yeah, of course, I think the other guy's name is John Carrioke, I think is the other fellow's name. And their stories, it's very interesting about the torture program at the CIA and how I'm beginning to suspect that that program was initiated not to generate better intelligence, but to compromise the interrogators.
Really?
Beginning to have that thought. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I think
and,
so.
And compromising interrogators for what purpose?
To generate false intelligence, because once an interrogator is compromised, you can tell him to do anything and report anything. To derive intelligence in these ways is to produce it, produce false intelligence. And I suspect the Foreign Intelligence Service is involved. When they chain a man in a room that's refrigerated to 55 degrees and they throw buckets of ice water on him, and when you have people dying from hypothermia because you're doing that, you are compromising the interrogators because the interrogators could be brought up on charges of murder.
Right, right. Well, very serious stuff. Down the last 60 seconds here. Any final thoughts, Jeff?
Well, I think the thing is that to morally compromise is one of the games that they play, and it's played all throughout government and in our daily lives. If we are morally compromised, we can't stand up to the communists. We can't stand up to their subversion, because then we become party to something that they can call us on, and then we have to go along with them. And I think that's part of their game.
Well, once again, the word insidious comes up.
Yep.
Comprehensive. They have these people are these communists. They know how to put together a focus group and achieve goals, don't they?
They do. They definitely do.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us as always and encourage people to get your books at Amazon.com. Thank you, sir. Have you back next Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.